Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
Welcome you all to this episode of Cleared for Profit, and I am so delighted to have Mike Iamelli here with me today. He is an author, a mentor for spiritual entrepreneurs, and an expert on life purpose. He has what he calls sacred branding work, as well as sacred circles that he runs. He has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs from small startups to seven-figure business owners to completely reconceptualize the way they think of branding, making money, building a business, and even life purpose. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Let's begin here. You have a very interesting definition of trauma. Could you kindly share that with listeners?
Of course. You know, we define trauma very broadly as simply any energy that isn't fully integrated. So any experiences, any parts of your life that are not fully integrated, we can see those, you know, as we traditionally conceptualize trauma as something like sexual assault, moments that we keep going back to in our mind. We can think of it as something like you making a painting and your mom cooking dinner and not having time to look at your painting. So really any experience, any memory, any thought or energy that isn't fully integrated, there's no hierarchy, no better or worse trauma.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. So if you all have listened to any of these other podcast episodes, since we've been running them for a while, normally the style is me asking questions of the guest and digging deeper into what trauma is, how it shows up for entrepreneurs, and what we can do to heal it. Mike and I are going to take a little bit of a different approach in this episode, and he's actually going to do some live coaching with me around a trauma experience that I have had. So, Mike, take it away.
Yeah, I think it's fun. We get to shake things up and play a little bit. And so this is a process that we're going to do that I call the Express Fairy Tale that we actually run in my Sacred Circle, which is the program I run. And basically what we are going to do is, in real time, shift and integrate a trauma that has happened in your life. Now, I'll tell everybody listening that before this process, although Emma has not gone through my Sacred Circle, we did come up with just five words that feel really resonant that we are going to use to capture this process. And so those words are belonging, genius, empowered, accepted, and loved. And those are words that have articulated all of her experiences, whether they be successes or in shadow form the opposite, during moments of shame and trauma. And so, Emma, do you mind if I ask you a little bit about the trauma that you would like to transmute today?
Absolutely. I had an experience when I was 12, maybe 13 years old, where I was home in my family house with my three younger brothers, who were about 10 and 4 and less than 1 year old. And both of my parents, my brothers were all in their rooms. I think my father maybe was in the basement, and I was hearing these noises coming from upstairs, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I went upstairs and I opened the bathroom door, and inside the bathroom, I saw blood all over the floor, and I saw my mother with razor blades attempting to slit her wrists. Mm-hmm. And I called out to my father. I was terrified. I had no idea what to do. I called out to my father. Somehow he and I got my mother down the stairs. We've sat her down on the bottom step of the staircase right in front of the front door. We bandaged up her wrists, and I was about to say to my father, you know, should we call 911 or should we just take mom directly to the hospital? Because obviously, even as a 12-year-old, I could see that she was in significant pain. I knew something was wrong. I couldn't quite understand it all conceptually, but I knew that there was a significant problem. And before I could do that, my father looked at me and he said to me, "You are responsible for keeping your mother alive. I have to leave." And he left the house. And he left me in the house with my mother, who was not even saying anything. She had kind of blanked out. And all three of my brothers, including the baby. And he left for hours. I assume he came back at some point later that night, but I don't remember that. And in that moment, I felt abandoned and betrayed.
First of all, thank you so much for sharing that with me so vulnerably. I really am holding you in my heart in this moment. And do you mind if I ask you, was this something that you had experienced from your father before, feeling abandoned and betrayed in any other way? Or is this kind of the first time this has happened?
It was the icing on the cake in a long series of experiences of him just not being available.
Mm-hmm. And can you unpack that for me to whatever extent that you're comfortable? What do you mean by him not being available?
He just wasn't able to be a father figure. He wasn't able to participate as a father responsible for children. He would drink. He would not be around. He just wasn't interested in being a part of the family.
Mm. And do you have a relationship with him today? Do you mind if I ask?
I do not. And he died 20 years ago.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with me. And your mother, if she is still alive, do you still have a relationship with her? And if she is not, did you have a relationship with her after this experience?
I had a relationship with her after this experience. At the moment, maybe for the past decade or so, our communication has been pretty limited. Very, very polite and limited.
So it sounds to me like you may have found a sense of family outside of the family of origin. Does that sound accurate?
Absolutely.
Perfect, perfect. And do you mind if I ask just one more question? Do you feel good and resonant with the family, and whatever definition you use for that word, that you have today?
I do. I feel fully supported. I feel fully seen and fully held.
Thank you so much. That's great sharing. Is it okay if I tell you a fairy tale?
Sure.
All right, perfect. Once upon a time, in a far, far away land, there lived this beautiful fairy named Emma. And oh, she was gorgeous. I mean, she would just flitter around from tree to tree, sharing her genius. She had this amazing ability to go over to flowers and trees that were dying and magically bring them back to life, holding them and accepting them, sharing her genius and whispering to them that they can grow, that they have their own unique genius inside. Whenever a being in this land felt alone or abandoned or betrayed, beautiful Emma would go over and help them to belong, help them to feel that they mattered, that they had something special, that they were another being, a family member, part of this great network of light. She loved with all of her heart and was so beautiful and loving, full of light. She was deeply empowering, helping all of the beings in her beautiful forest to feel alive and vibrant. Now, little Emma was a little bit mischievous, and she was always flittering away to the edges of her kingdom. And ever since she was born, The elders told her that she better not go to the dark forest. There was a dark forest just past her kingdom where the light didn't shine. But beautiful Emma thought, but those people deserve to belong too. Those people deserve to be loved and accepted too. She couldn't possibly fathom that anybody could be left out or abandoned. And so against the wishes and wisdom of all of the elders of the kingdom, beautiful Emma decided to fly over to the dark forest and use all of her greatest magic to transform herself into the heavy, dense energy to survive there. She knew that she was giving up everything, and she gave herself spiritual amnesia and woke up in the body of a human baby on Earth. Now, she couldn't remember where she came from or who she was, but she was in this land of Earth that was so dark and scary, and nobody felt like they belonged. Nobody knew their own genius. In fact, nobody felt good enough. They felt stupid and too weak. Nobody felt empowered and strong. Nobody could see their own light. Nobody felt accepted, and nobody felt loved. And so Emma began to grow up in this world, not remembering who she was, this fairy princess from another kingdom. She grew up in a world of people who were in horrible pain, not remembering that she had chosen to go there, chosen to see and face the scariest darkness, people who felt that they didn't belong. As she journeyed through this world with a father who may have abandoned her and betrayed her, in moments where people are suffering immensely, not feeling accepted, not wanting to stay in this world, poor little Emma moved through the world trying to survive, trying to support and hold on, trying herself to feel like she belonged, like she was accepted, like she was loved and has her own genius. And as she did this, the gods above looked down and they smiled, for they weren't afraid. They knew what Emma was made of. They knew that she was the most courageous being that ever was, courageous enough to come to this dark forest and show even the most afraid, those who feel they don't belong, those who feel they aren't accepted, that they matter, that they are loved, that they are light beings just like all beings. They watched with anticipation as Emma began her own transformation. And so Emma grew up in this world, this dark world, and she was so afraid. She didn't know what she could do. She didn't know if she had any empowerment to make a difference in this world, if she had any genius, if she could truly belong. But little by little, her guides came to her. A loving relationship here and a loving relationship there. Little by little, she began to accept herself first and foremost. Maybe she was this crazy, wacky, zany genius, but she had a genius in her. Maybe she didn't fit the norm. Maybe she didn't fit in perfectly with everyone else, but she had this magic within her, this magic that made her different. And how could she honor and embrace and accept that difference and still belong? How could she stop toning herself down, making herself smaller, trying to conform to others, really honoring that genius and allowing herself to belong? And it wasn't easy. But as she learned to accept and even love her quirkiness, love her zaniness, love her own unique genius, she started to help others do the same. Little by little, she helped others to embrace their own genius, their own way of being in the world. And through that, it was like the island of misfit toys. Others began to stop conforming to the norms. They learned that belonging wasn't conforming. Belonging was tuning in, accepting, and loving your own genius, feeling empowered to be yourself. And through that process, belonging, because we all belong to ourselves first and foremost, and to our own light, our own magic. And so she started to do it. She started coaching people, mentoring people, supporting people. And little by little, with each step that beautiful Emma took. She began to feel the power grow inside of her. Just a little bit more empowerment. Just a little bit more belonging. And acceptance and love. It began to grow and strengthen and cultivate within herself. And she began to feel the magic flowing all around her. That all of that fear, all of that pain that she had suffered in this world, she knew was helping her to know her gift. That she mattered and she belonged. And she would share that love even if she couldn't keep people in her life. Even if people, it wasn't healthy for her to maintain a relationship. She could still support them and love them and see their magic from afar. She could still know that they belong, they matter, they have a genius, and they deserve love too. And as she did this, and she sent that love, way, way in the far distance, the fairies looked over. And they saw just the tiniest spark of light from the dark forest. And they thought, what is that? What's happening over there? And so they all began to fly closer and closer. And as they looked, they thought, no, it can't be. Can it be? Can there be just a little more light there? Because as Emma, beautiful Emma, began to coach and mentor and support all of these people in her life, to help them know their own genius, to help them know that they belonged and that they were accepted, that they had their own empowerment and love, they began to support others, share that light with others, helping more and more and exponentially. People began to light up little by little by little, until little pockets of light began to shine through this kingdom. And all of the fairies kept watching. It can't be. Emma couldn't have. Impossible, they said. But still they walked closer and closer. And soon enough, they couldn't remember where the dark forest started, because it wasn't dark anymore. It was full of light. It's full of other beings who felt that they belonged. They all belong together, that even the most marginalized, even the most afraid, even the most betrayed and abandoned belong. They mattered. They had their own unique genius. They were accepted and loved deeply for who they were, and they were empowered to make a difference in this world. Just as Emma, coming from all of that fear, coming from feeling that she didn't belong, deeply connected with her own empowerment, that she could make a difference, she helped share that gift with others, her true energy medicine. Because the truth is, the fairy never lost her energy medicine. It was always inside of her. She always had this gift, this magic of empowering others, of helping them to see their own unique genius, of helping them to belong to themselves, to the world, to the section of divinity and light, to help them feel loved and accepted. And the gods above, they looked down and they smiled. For they knew that Emma did it. She did it. She went there to this kingdom that was so full of fear, so full of darkness, so full of others who didn't believe in their belongingness and their light and love, their acceptance, their own empowerment. And she put her foot in the ground. She said, I'm doing this. I'm going to fight through the fear and fight through all of it because I deserve this love and so do all of you. I deserve this empowerment. I deserve to know and accept my own unique genius. And the fairies cheered, and they laughed, and they smiled. As Emma did it, her power was bigger than any kingdom. Her power was bigger than any wings. Her power was her own inner magic. The magic that we all, every human being, every being that ever was or will be, belongs, is a genius. Is empowered and accepted and loved. Emma, it is such a deep honor to be sitting here on the phone with you today, reminding you, the goddess of belonging, genius, empowerment, acceptance and love of who you are. It is such a deep honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. That was a very good story. I loved hearing it. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and just to kind of clarify to everybody what's happening here, you know, intellectually, cognitively, we can certainly see some healing that is happening here. But really what we're even more interested in than the actual part of the story that we're conscious of is the energetic work that can happen. And so remember, we define trauma as any energy that isn't fully integrated, any experience that isn't fully integrated, just like digestion, right? So if I think of eating food and you know, the food doesn't necessarily digest properly. You know, 99% of the time it does. But sometime it doesn't, my stomach will get upset. I'm going to want to pay attention to that because something wasn't fully integrated. Same thing that we're talking about with things here. We might have people be really mean to us. We might have really scary situations happen to us. But it's only trauma when it's not fully integrated or absorbed into our being. And so what's happening here is we're really keeping the mind busy and feeling exceptionally safe. In fact, the more fantastical the story, the better. Because we're not threatening the ego. We're not saying we're denying you of this trauma that has been a major story of your life. We're not saying that at all. We're simply saying this is Emma, this princess, you know, fairy princess from far away that is having this experience. And as we allow our mind to open and we allow our energy system to feel safe and open, remember that an open mind is always symptomatic of an open energy system. When we allow that to open, healing just starts to happen. And I can pretty much guarantee you that over the next day or week, things in your life may begin to shift. Feelings around things may shift, even things that seem totally unrelated, because we've essentially gone to the underworld and done a little bit of soul retrieval and brought some of your power, some of your essence, some of who you are, back to integrate into yourself.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And you don't know this, but I'm a shamanic practitioner as well from way back, you know, going on 20 years ago. And the whole concept of soul retrieval, I love that. I do that now more through the perspective of the Akashic Records. But I believe that there are experiences that happen to us in this lifetime and in previous lifetimes that disconnect us from our soul, from our divinity. And that's what I hear you doing with this fairy tale telling. You're reweaving the soul. Beautiful. Beautiful. So I'm just tuning into what question I want to ask you around all of this and taking a moment to reintegrate myself because I was caught up in the story instead of being in my role as an interviewer. And that's kind of nice that it had that significant impact. And I can feel it in my body. I can feel it mainly in my back. Like there's this relaxation that happened between my shoulder blades. So in your work in helping entrepreneurs to brand themselves, I would imagine that this is where you begin with what is that story that keeps you from being fully visible, fully authentic, fully transparent in the world. Is that accurate?
Yes, and actually no in a lot of ways. So, you know, we do work with, this is called the express energy. So I work with five master energies, and you can think of them like, you know, any building blocks of the universe. So the three doshas of Ayurveda, the five elements of traditional Chinese medicine, really just any building blocks that you think of the universe, we work with these. And this is actually express we're working with here, which is in the circle, when we're working with linear progression, it's the fourth energy. So we're actually very, very focused first on just uncovering who you are, what captures all the moments of trauma and shame and life purpose and energy that is a unique genius that make up those five or six words that we talked about at the beginning. And then we're going to work through how we build containers that will hold those, you know, containers being relationships, being job, being home, the way you dress yourself, your morning routine, really anything that contains energy. Then we work through value, which is really about our inherent connection and receiving of these energies. You know, I can have a gorgeous home and never stop and fully receive the energy of it. So we're really working with that energy. And then we get to express. And express, you know, the reason that I said yes and no is, of course, you know, we're always, I think any conversation about life purpose that doesn't include a conversation on shame and trauma is inherently dangerous. So, you know, of course, you know, every moment of our life has a purpose. And of course, we need to directly look at the shame and trauma And these Express stories, I'll tell you, I've gone through the circle myself. I read it 30 times, and I have a different story every single time. There are always new layers of integration that we can do, new layers of trauma. So maybe early on, as we find those five or six words, there's a story that feels resonant in the creation of those words, which is, by the way, a very long process and much more involved than we can get to today. But we'll continue finding new layers of calling our energy back, new layers of being from this lifetime, or as you mentioned before, previous lifetimes or previous dimensions, that we're calling our energy back into the present moment. Does that answer your question?
It does. It does. And I'm wondering along those lines with the layering, if you find, since you, like me, you work with the gamut of entrepreneurs, newer in business and then scaling to seven figures and beyond, do you find with entrepreneurs that as they are growing their businesses, that when they get to certain markers, like 100,000, 250, seven figures, that there is new trauma, that new awareness of traumatic incidents that surface to be addressed and cleared in order for that person to step into that next level of vibration of themselves? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And I'm going to give you my cop-out answer, which is it's subjective. It definitely, you know, depends on the person, depends on where their trauma is held. You know, certainly a lot of people have financial trauma. That's not necessarily true of everybody. Some trauma may be more associated with being seen. Some may be associated with, you know, allowing in support. So I find some people may already make lots of money by allowing new levels of support into their life, or new levels of, you know, being seen in bigger ways, like national TV shows. That may trigger some of that, you know, trauma stories that we're going to want to work through. And so, you know, I always give my cop-out answer that it's subjective, because really each person has their own journey, their own experiences. And that's why I'm so interested in these brand energies, these terms that we use, because they actually are an individualized language to articulate your own subjectivity. They really help you to begin to give the language to the experience and your uniqueness. For example, you are a, you know, if genius is one of your words, you're a person who probably sees patterns and sees relationships and can really channel down energy very quickly. That's fantastic. We can untap the etymology of that word. You can untap a lot of things about that word to understand yourself deeper. That might be totally counter to how one of my other clients works with energy. And they may be a person who is, you know, very pragmatic, needs to touch it with their hands. And so the trauma that they may experience may be different than yours. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I'm wondering, I'm not exactly sure how to ask this, but how do you see, if at all, the connection between trauma and energy?
Well, for me, you know, again, going back to that definition, that trauma is any energy that isn't fully integrated. Really, trauma is just undigested energy. It's moments where our energy system, you know, we can integrate, even if it's in shadow form, even if it feels painful, we can integrate something. But trauma, essentially, the way I see it, is a moment that is so painful that we say, I cannot integrate this, I cannot have this deep, I can't understand this as part of my experience. And it's being cut off from our being that's not being integrated in the present moment. And then we can come back and find moments of pockets of ourselves that are essentially, you know, we can think about like Harry Potter Horcruxes. They're essentially, you know, cut off myself, and we are therefore less powerful. And so if we can reintegrate, you know, to use shamanic terms, you know, go to the underworld and bring, you know, have some soul retrieval, bring back and stitching together those parts of our soul, we now have more of ourselves in the present moment, in the place of power, where we can take action, where we can be seen, can, you know, share our work in bigger ways, can be more powerful in the work that we do and get better results, all because we have more of ourselves. We have more of our full power at our disposal. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, and what I hear you doing is talking about creating alignment between the third, the fourth, and the fifth dimensions and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So if this is resonating with folks, how can they learn more about your work?
Sure. So you're welcome to come to my website, mikeinoe.com. And I actually have my blog. I write every single weekday. I know that sounds crazy, but I do. So feel free to jump in there and energetically activated messages. And you can also join us. We have a free Facebook group called Sacred Branding, which I can share the link with. And it's totally fun. We have a dedicated community manager there who makes sure that there's dance parties and fun and levity. We're going to go really deep. And it needs to be a safe, light space, a really strong container for us to be able to have the transformation. So if you want, both of those are free resources, and they're a great way to get to, you know, be activated and know a little bit more about the work.
Wonderful, Mike. Well, thank you so much for sharing my story, for sharing more about the work that you do. It's been great to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. It's been such an honor.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult Emma.